Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're going to have a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Bill is the chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Businesses, one of the top economists on the planet, and the only small business economist, maybe in history. Probably, I'm sure in the history. Maybe Bastiat. Bastiat might have been a pretty good little back in the 1800s. But you don't mind being on that list, do you, Bill?
No, that'd be a good list to be on. Indeed, it would.
Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Good to be back.
I call Bastiat the economist / comedian.
Yeah,
he was a funny guy, wasn't he?
He's entertaining reading. That's for sure. And folks, so insightful.
This is middle 19th century stuff, and he loved poking his finger in the eye of the mercantilists.
Yep,
didn't he?
He did.
And so it was. If you get a chance to read it, it's a little archaic to read. You know, the language and everything, but it's interesting. So okay, Bill, let's take a look at your index. The NFIB's index of small business optimism. Still not a lot of that going around, is there?
Do we have to look at it?
I know.
Yeah, the index went down 0.3 of a point, which, you know, from a sampling statistical point of view, would not be statistically significant. But the problem is that it was a decline, and it's one of many declines. So we've really been declining. The index has been falling since it actually hit 100 in December of 2014. That's the only time that we've been above the average in this whole recovery. And so it's been falling ever since.
That was probably some kind of an aberration or something.
How did that happen? It had trended up there, but it didn't just didn't stay there. So now we're down at 92.6. That's a long way away, and that's way below the 40-year average. And
right.
And it's the lowest reading we've had in 2 years. So it's just that trend down. So it's not, you know, it just says nothing exciting is happening.
We're languishing, aren't we?
We're languishing. Yep. That's it. The GDP numbers for the first quarter are going to confirm that. You know, we'll be happy to get 1% growth in the first quarter.
What's the news on that? Do you know?
I don't.
We ought to have it by now, shouldn't we?
I thought it was going to come out. You know, it'll come out this week, I think.
Okay.
I didn't really look.
Do you think it'll be at least a point?
I think we'll get a point
out of it. You
think it'll
at least be positive, right?
Right.
Which will be an accomplishment over the last 2 years, which both of the 14 and 15 were negative in GDP in the first quarter.
Yeah, and of course we set ourselves up for it in the fourth quarter because we were only up like 1.4 or something like that, or 1.7,
right.
One of those.
Which is pretty bad for a holiday quarter.
Yeah.
What do you think about all this? I mean, is it the global economy? Is it politics? Is it corporate America? One of the things I think is corporate America still won't come and play with us on Main Street. What do you think?
Well, it's all of those things. There's a huge amount of uncertainty about the future. As you know, all the important things for small business owners, you know, like the healthcare costs, the tax code, and all this stuff, you know, that we keep promising repair on is not going to happen, so they know that. So nothing good is going to happen on their top issues this year. So you got at least a year where nothing good is going to happen. You certainly can't figure out who's going to be in charge of policy setting, you know, next year after the election. The election, presidential election thing is a mess, unless you just like pure entertainment, you know.
Well, you know, this is a good point. I mean, I've been around a long time, Bill, like you. My gray hair is not premature, and I've seen a lot of stuff. You have too. This election cycle, this season, is not only creating some crazy politics in terms of the candidates, But with the curtain is being pulled back on the Oz stations of both of the parties, isn't it?
Yep,
and it ain't pretty what we see, is it?
No, and the current administration continues to stumble with everything. So, you know, nothing good is happening from a regulatory point of view, except bad things.
The Supreme Court
is trying to rein in the president, but you know, he's trying to be
half the Supreme Court's trying to
rein in the Supreme Court. Well, the lower court's got him at least.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. So,
but the thing is isn't this evidence of how emotional the marketplace is?
Yeah. Well, it definitely is, and of course. The Fed keeps cheering the financial markets on by saying, okay, we're not going to raise rates yet.
Right.
So, you know, all of these things are happening. And so my challenge is, you know, try to name a positive thing that you can look forward to this year.
And we're going to ask you to do that when we come back after these messages. 22, right back with Bill Dunkelberg. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.